Who should run the internet? The United States or the United Nations or neither? The United States' historical control over big parts of the net has come under sustained attack at an international summit held in Geneva. Kristen Duckenark reports.
Considering the sheer volume and variety of information on the web, it often seems no one controls the internet. But in fact, the US government, through the Commerce Department, has always maintained a loose control of key parts of the net, including its infrastructure. And a private US business controls access to web addresses, which are known as domain names. It's that control which has now been challenged. A group led by Iran and China are proposing control be handed over to the United Nations. Bill Thompson of the BBC programme Go Digital says the US was in effect ambushed at this week's information summit in Geneva.
Now you're coming down to the line, and what we've got are polarisation, particularly from the United States, which is saying we believe the internet is such a key infrastructure that we have to stay in control of it. And large parts of the rest of the world, I mean not just the European Union, essentially saying this isn't reasonable because the net is important to everyone.
David Gross, the US ambassador to the summit, quickly made his position clear. He said under no circumstances would the US agree to hand over control of the net to the United Nations. But he quickly found that he had few allies. The European Union said it wanted new rules at least. Robert Shaw from the summit's host, the Information Society, said it was clear the issue wasn't going to go away.
As the internet has become more and more part of the world's economy and society, of course, there's a lot of interest by governments that they have concerns that the system is running correctly, that there's concerns about sovereignty over their country code, top-level domains. Because the internet is so important to the world's economy now, let's say if a country code, if there was a problem with a country code or it disappeared or something like that, that would essentially take down all e-commerce for that country.
But is change really needed? If the net isn't broken, why fix it? Bill Thompson says the use of a private US company, ICANN, is at the heart of criticisms, and he thinks the critics may have a point.
Now, ICANN's been criticised for the way it has quite a US-centric view of what's important. One issue, for example, is what are called internationalised domain names. Being able to type in web addresses in non-English language, or rather sort of non-English alphabets, that's been really slow to come through from ICANN. It's not seen as a priority, but obviously it is a priority for people in China and Asia and other parts of the world.